Let us bow our heads.
Almighty Father, we thank you for being so good and kind. We thank you for being so merciful. We are living in trial times, but we know you're able to do anything but fail. Bless the souls you have sent this way. Don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without thee. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory and honor and all praises. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. To Reverend Martin and to our deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to be a child of the King. We thank God for Jesus Christ. On our own, we can't do nothing. The quicker you can recognize that, the better you'll be off. You can't do nothing without the Lord. We call your attention to 1 Peter, the second chapter. From him right, was in the first chapter. We're going in the second chapter of 1 Peter. And we will begin at the 9th verse. 1 Peter, the second chapter. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in past time were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not attained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. These few verses we going to use for a thought, in which our thought is coming out of the 11th verse. We are strangers and pilgrims. We are strangers and pilgrims.
Yes, sir.
We are strangers and pilgrims. We are foreigners. We are just guesses on this earth. We are just visitors for a little while. Peter is dealing with Christians. He's not talking about sinners, although they are strangers also, but yet still he's talking to us, those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We just passing by. Brother Hambright, come out of Peter also, you know what he said. He said, all flesh is nothing but grass. You see it today, sometimes it may go on and be gone tomorrow. And all the glory of man is nothing but a flower. Looking good today and the sun get it and go down tomorrow. Y'all know what he's saying, don't you? We're going to leave here. Look at all these pretty women. Bless their hearts.
just like a pretty flower. But if they stay here a little longer, they're going to get older and older. Ain't that right? And they're going to fall off and hit the ground. We're just visitors. We're just passing by. That's all we're here for. Christians are ambassadors for Christ. Christians have a job to do why we are here. We didn't come here to stay. Don't stationary yourself. Because many of us, we try to stationary ourselves. Go in some kind of little tube that gives it some kind of energy and stay in there so long, and he's going to live so long, he's going to live till God said die. You just traveling. And they got something in California now that if you got a disease, they'll freeze you. And you're still supposed to be alive. I heard they got about 20 to volunteer, and they're supposed to be froze. And when man come up with a solution to cure their disease, and then they're going to wake them up. But when you're tied up, you leaving here. You just passing by. I'm glad him brought that out. We just grass. We just grass. We just a flower. That's all. We just pretty today, ugly tomorrow. Just passing by. Just passing by. Just passing by. That's all of us. Just passing by. And don't stationary yourself here. Because you can't stay here. Flesh cannot stay here. It's got to go somewhere. And just what he said, we just strangers. We just visitors. We just are guests on this earth. That's all we are. We just guests on this earth. Christian, we have business to tend to for the King. That's what Christians are here for. We got business. We own business for the King. And we got something to do. And you got to do it while you're here. Ain't that right? You know, I heard Brother Bear say one day, he got up and brought a fireman to mess with one night. He said, when you go to the graveyard, you'll find tombstones. And which that is true. He said, when you look on there, you see the birth, and you see when he died. But there's a little dash there. There's a space. Whatever you're going to do, you got to do it in that little space. You got to do it. You don't know, he said. You don't know when you got here, and didn't have nothing to do with it. And he said, you ain't going to have nothing to do when you leave here. But you better do something in the space. He said, you got something to do with the space. And if you waste that space, sad on you. And I like the way he put that thing. We just traveling. We just moving. We got to leave here. I don't care how much you run, you got to leave here. Lord have mercy. I don't care how many bicycles you ride, you're going to leave here. I don't care how much of slim flam you take, you're going to leave here. You can sleep in the park, you're going to leave here. You didn't come here to stay. You can stay on your diet, you're going to leave here. I heard Abraham Price say, you can walk out the doctor's office. He give you a bill of health. And said, buddy, you got 10 more years to live. Uh-huh. If God says not in, you're going to fall down. We ain't nothing but grace. We just pilgrims. And we just strangers. So we just traveling from one world to another one. We came from another world. Y'all don't believe that, do you? See, we didn't come from here. We came from another world. That's the reason Paul Peter says, we're just strangers. We are a pilgrim. We're just a guest. We're just traveling. We didn't come from this world. Our outside did, but the inside came from another world. The inside of you is the soul and the spirit. It didn't come from here. It came from another world. And that's the very reason you ought to be careful why you carry this. I'm talking to Christians now. See, real you on the inside of this. And this got to go wherever you carry it. Your soul and spirit got to go wherever this old dirt carry it. You say you're a Christian, ain't you? Well, your soul came from another place. It ain't used to a Michael Jackson song. Hello? I'm listening to strange music now. You don't carry me to the wrong place. I ain't used to Michael Jackson. I'm used to holy, 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 holy. So you didn't come in to stay. Real you on the inside. And when real you leave out of here, that's when real you got to go somewhere and this dirt hit the ground. That means Peter says just grass. If you're the sinner, you're still traveling. If you haven't been converted, you still got to go somewhere. Everybody in here traveling right now. Everybody in here going on their way right now to hell or heaven. Everybody looking at me is going one place. You can't go to Birmingham and Tuscaloosa at the same time. You can't go say, I'm on my way to heaven and hell. No, sir. You're on your way one place.
Yes, sir.
I heard a lady say, I'm not a saint. What you are there, sister? You're getting mixed up with sanctified. If you've been born again, you're supposed to be sanctified. There are just only two peoples in the world for a God concerned, saints or sinners. If you're not a saint, you're a sinner. So you didn't come here to stay either, sinner. You got to go somewhere to stay. And there are two places. And that hell and heaven. So we didn't come here to stay. This world is not our home. And what Peter is saying here, this world is not our home. We're just on a trip. And we are traveling from one world to another one. Every day of our life, we are traveling. We're getting closer and closer. Wherever we go on, every second, we get closer and closer. I don't care how we feel, we're getting closer and closer. Every day of our life, if I'm on my way to heaven, I get closer there. Every day of my life, if a man on his way to heaven, he get closer and closer every day. So you're traveling. You ain't standing still. You can say, I'm new to you all you want. You're going somewhere. You got to go somewhere. You are traveling. One way or another. And there are only two directions. And I heard a man say one day, a lot of ships out there. All of them said, but don't be one message.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about the ship. You better look and see who the captain is. You better check the captain out. Because
yeah.
The devil got pretty ships.
Yes, sir.
And he'll say, head down. But you better check and see who the captain is. If you look on his ship and don't see no starred hand, don't get on there. If you get on his ship and don't see no bonus flying around somebody's head, don't get on there. If you don't see no cross where Jesus died, don't get on there. Because the captain's not right. Our ship go upward, not down. We go against the stream. We go against the waves. But a lot of folk want to go with the way. The world go with the way, but Jesus go against the way. That means the world hate us so because we go against the way. But we want to roll in heaven, slide in heaven. We go upstream. Ain't no easy thing following Jesus. But you are traveling one way or another. And while you are traveling, you better make good in this world. Y'all better listen to me. While you are traveling in that space between your birth and your death, you better work right there. You better do what you're going to do for Jesus in this space. And somebody said, I'm going to save myself for what? Then you said you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to save yourself? When a man tries to save his life, the Bible says he loses it. But when he gives his life over to Jesus, he finds his life. And watch us. We want to save ourselves to do worldly stuff. But you're supposed to be Christians. Now, if you don't work for Jesus, when you going to work for him? Huh? You gave your life to Christ. Now, what you going to do between the space while you're here?
Yeah, let's see,
baby. Huh? I sang over young. You better sing now.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm going to preach after a while. I ain't going to need no preaching over young. I'm got to preach now.
Yeah.
I'm going to deep when I get in heaven. You better deep now. I'm going to pay some tithes when I get over yonder. God ain't going to need no money over yonder. You got to do it now.
Yes, sir.
I'll speak to Hattie when I get over yonder. You got to speak to Hattie now. I'm going to probably be Wednesday night when I get up yonder. You got to come now. Hello.
Oh,
you're
at home now.
Lord have mercy.
You're at home now.
Yes, y'all better listen to me. You better do for Jesus now. When you gonna do it? When I get in heaven, I'm gonna shout all over heaven, shout now. I'm gonna clap my hands, clap now.
Lord help me.
Trying to save ourselves. It's too long that we have Christians trying to hold back on God. When you gonna do it? Let me tell y'all something. Watch this. Do y'all not know just about when you was out in the world, didn't nobody tell you nothing about you gonna hurt yourself? You going too much? Didn't nobody say nothing to you? Ain't that right, y'all?
Well, I see you, Reverend.
Huh?
I see you.
Ain't that something strange?
I see you, Reverend.
Can't y'all see that old devil making a crank out of folks? Why are you out there drinking whiskey all sad tonight? Come to church half drunk and see you on the corner head. You don't say, well, oh, boy, you all right. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Just pat him on the back. Gambling all night, going everywhere, doing everything, running around everywhere, and time he gave his life to Christ. Go to church, go to Bible study, go to prayer meeting, go to let me be at the service. Man, you go too much. You go too much now. Huh? When I was out in the world, I wasn't going too much. I'm killing myself out there. Y'all drinking whiskey all night. It's killing my kidneys. Eating up my liver. Giving me ulcer. Smoking and eating up my lungs and looking bad. Ain't saying nothing to me. Y'all be carrying me to hospital.
Yeah.
But now I go to church all the time. You hurting yourself. No, I ain't hurting myself. I've got ears in mind.
Well, I hear you, baby. I hear you, baby. Let's call this one. I hear you, baby.
Be on the floor all night long and dance, never get tired.
Never.
By the time you get saved, somebody always stopping you now. And you trust to listen at them. Did you not know you already gave the devil enough of time? Get arrested unto the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Just about everybody in the world, buddy. Everybody relate what I'm talking about. I know that, brother. So. Yes, sir. I know that. And when we get on the dance floor, boy, you can't hardly wait till the crowd get there. The song going good, boy, everybody popping the finger, and after a while you get up. And you just pop around there, jump around there, just sweat one all off there. Just give the devil all the time. The devil said, have your way. You just had your way. Now you don't got saved. Now you don't got in church. And said, now like you eating lemon. Y'all let them get the devil number time. All of them done that. If you gonna do for Jesus, you got to do it now. I'm saving myself and gave the devil. I look at you know what I get half off. I get half off Brother Clyde Chapman for one reason, because God saved me when I was a fool, I tell you. I looked at that thing and I said, you can't keep yourself, I don't care what you do. You know, all of us young, we were crazy with Bethany back. What were y'all? We didn't care what happened. We didn't have sense enough to see we was in danger. But God saved us. Now we got better sense, ain't we? So when you know better, we ought to do better. We thought we were slick. We weren't slick. God, you had mice on us.
Yes, sir.
You know, got in church now and don't want to do nothing for the Lord. Dance all night and see somebody dance, she ought to sit down. You dance when you're in the world. Call them up. What you group will do for Jesus, you're going to do it while you're traveling. You hear what I say? It ain't going to be over yonder. You got to do it now. We own business for the king. We traveling, buddy. You can't keep yourself here another second long. I don't care what you doing. You can't stay here another second long. I don't care what man come up with. That's all that man. He can't put no breath in nobody. He's doing good, boy. He got a lot of knowledge. And the Bible already predicted that. Then y'all already predict they're going to be wise in the last days. But, buddy, they can't put no breath in nobody. And something else they can't do. A man sure can't have no baby either. Something God ain't gonna let you mess with. I'm gonna let you hard and not it, but something you can't touch. And when your time up is something, when your time up, you can't stay here a second longer. We're trying to save ourselves now. Don't got saved, it don't got dignified. I read this from saved. But you ought to let the Lord have it now. Because there ain't no jumping over yonder. That we jump for the Lord. The song says we are packing up. One by one. We are leaving here day by day. Every day you see somebody leaving. I know folks leaving here every minute. You see somebody going and out this world every second somewhere in the world. Folks leaving here just like that. And sometimes they go all around us like they're leaving every minute. They get next door to you all around in the community. Folk died on every hand. Getting killed on every hand. Somebody leaving right now. Going to another place. Because their time will run out. Just like gypsies. We're always picking up and going. We just picking up and going. They're always traveling. And now you can't stay here no longer. We must pack up and leave. We are strangers and pilgrims. We are here on business for the king. And that we do, you better do it for the Lord right now. In this world. Because after a while, It's going to be over. And what I'm trying to say, you better watch while it's day. But when night comes, no man can work. You better do for Jesus now. I told y'all once, I'm telling you again, it's going to be Crown Day. We don't pay no attention. A lot of us say, I just want to make it in, but shame on you. All right, I told y'all, I told you, and I'm telling you again, I done told you. All right, you just make it in. All right, you just got there. Now you'll see the folks getting them crowns. Boy, it's going to be a happy time. I just want to get in. All right, now, if you be somewhere and back in because you didn't do nothing, don't put it on me. Because I told you, you better work to get your crown. Because if you get up there hollering, Lord, I sure was, Lord, but I didn't know. I said, you lying. I told him, Lord. I sure told him, Lord. I told him. Your blood ain't going to be on me. I done told you. You better do now for Jesus. It's going to be crown day, reward day. And if you ain't done nothing, and everybody getting no reward, glory to God. See, that's the funny thing about us. Sometimes in church, folks be giving rewards, and somebody, I wish I had done it now. I'm telling you. You got to do this thing now. When it comes down to church, we just lazy. When it comes down to church, we just undutiful. When it comes down to doing for my Jesus, we're always tired. But when we get ready to go where we want to go, we got energy. Women don't miss club meeting. Do y'all?
You're getting all you need.
Huh? Do y'all? Lord have mercy. Y'all know y'all don't miss love me. But what happened to prayer me? That's a meeting too?
Yeah.
Men, what happened to prayer me? Bible study. What happened to that meeting?
Yes, sir.
Tired. Wore out. I don't care how you are, but when you want to go where the world, you go. Check yourself sometime and wonder why. I tell you, these are spiritual laziness. No joy. The devil got your joy. When you don't want to do spiritual things, the devil done stole your joy. But when it comes down to the world, you're always ready. And I'm at home?
Oh, you're in the house.
He said, work while it's day. When I get all we want saying, when I get over yon, what you gonna do over yon? You ain't got nothing here. He said, come up a little higher. I'll make you rule over men. If you be faithful, I'll be a man. You know, sometimes we say, Lord is so good to me. He let me live a long time. But what you done done? For Jesus. It's a lot of devils in the world. You're going to get 130. Ain't done nothing for Jesus. We was witnessing one day in the old lady, me, Miss Kay, we were witness down in Tice Shop. The old lady come to the door. I knew she wasn't no Christian because of the way she act. We got to talk to her. She, I know I'm saved. With a boy. I know I'm saved. I know how long I've been here. So what? The devil been here too. There's a lot of devil 90 years old and 85. Ain't done nothing. My fool to live 969 years old. Ain't done nothing. But what you done for Christ, what count? You know, watch us. We can do a lot of social work out here for popularity. Folks love to be seen. They love to be on the spotlight, pitching the paper, or name in the paper. They love to be up, you know. But that God ain't thinking about that mess. He just wiping that junk out of the way. and when you ain't doing nothing in the church. You better hear me. See, this coming up again. You heard what Hellbright said? You're just like a flower. The glory of all men ain't nothing but flowering grass. See, when they get through somebody lifting you up, when you're dead, that's it, honey. You got to meet the Lord now. And all that stuff you're doing, they'll bring your name up every once in a while on a special occasion in the memorial period.
Yeah.
Lighten a candle. And you'll be, I wish I had done better now. What you do for Christ won't last. We want glory, but you must give God the glory. Y'all listen at me. You better do for Jesus now. When you gonna do it? Well, I'm just 19. I'll wait till I get 40. Who said you're gonna live and get 40?
Yeah. Good question.
Well, I'm 45. I'm looking to live and get 80. Who said that? Nobody told you you're going to live and be a long time. A lot of folks leave here quick, don't they, y'all? Teenagers. In the 20s, in the 30s, in the 40s, 50s. Gone! You ain't guaranteed to count but 1 second that you there that day. That's all. And sometimes we don't do everything in the world. And got to be 40 years old. Got to be 60 almost. And trust them of coming in church and work for the Lord. You're on your way down to here now. Work for the Lord. Lord have mercy. Look what the Bible says. Work out your own salvation. Didn't it say it? Work it out with fear and tremble. What he's saying is salvation in you, work it out you. Didn't you say you have salvation? Yeah. Well, work it out you. Let me see it in you. Let me see the good work that you produce. Work it out you. You say you got salvation. Paul said, work out your own salvation. We let folks stop us from doing what we're supposed to do. We let the devil do it. The devil said, don't do it. I'm talking about folks now. Let me tell you something. Anytime you're doing something for the Lord, going to church, doing what you're supposed to, somebody always talking to you, so I get tired, blah, 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 blah. That's the devil always talking to you. I'm glad we ain't got nobody here like that, though, but I'm telling you. That's who's talking to you. Let me tell you, sir, watch this now. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, didn't he? That they can see you do what? And glorify who? Let me tell you now, when a man doing what he's supposed to do, when a woman doing the thing to please God, let me tell you what happened then, he'll light. And when that light gets around your butt and they don't want to do it, you showing them up. That's what light does. Light show up. That means folks hate Jesus because light shine on you and show you you. And when folks see you doing good, the first thing they'll say, honey, you go to church too much. I know you hear that a lot of times. Every time I see you, got your Bible. Every time I see you, going to church. Well, where are you supposed to go now? What happened to you is a light to them. They know that's what they're supposed to be doing, and you seeing them, you showing all the shine all around them, and they can't take it. You better do for Jesus now. On this side, you got to work out your salvation with fear and tremble. Listen at me, young folks. Old folks too, but sometimes you know, some of them. Let me tell you something. God didn't save us just to go to heaven. Now, what God look like saving you just to go to heaven? He won't be a just God. If he's going to save you just to go to heaven, what about the other folks out there? Huh? If he's going to say, huh, Walker, now sit down. Well, we're ready to go to heaven. That's all ready to go to heaven. I didn't save you just to go to heaven. I saved you to go in my vineyard to walk. I didn't save you to sit down. You tell me you're going to hire somebody just to sit down? Who anybody ever hired anybody to sit down? You think God crazy? He ain't crazy. He ain't hired you to sit down. He hired you to go to work. He said, go in my vineyard and work whatsoever is right. I shall repay, said the Lord. If God will save you, then say, you said now. In time you get in trouble, I want more pain. You ain't got nothing. Amen, like. Lord Almighty. Shacking on God. Lord wants some workers. God ain't call us just to go to heaven. You got to do what you're going to do now. We are traveling. We just pilgrim and stranger. Go in my vineyard and work. And we don't have to get jealous and fight over this work. Because it's enough for everybody. That's the only thing we don't fight over. We fight just over one thing, positions and power. I want to be president. I want to be chairman. But we don't fight on praying. How long we get to fight over? You praying too long. Let me pray some. Huh? Why don't you fight over something? I want to go witness. Let me go witness some. Huh? I'm talking about working in this time. Nah! You traveling. You just a guest here. And you didn't come here to stay. You got to work for the Lord. He called you to work. And look what he's saying here. We are pilgrims and strangers, but he called us peculiar peoples, a holy nation. He called us people who he had called our darkness into his marvelous light. Now God has called us out of darkness. What about in his light? We was in dark. He said, now we ought to show some praise. In other words, you ought to do something now. I don't call you out of darkness. I said, come here. You was in darkness. You didn't come on your own. I called you and gave you the faith to come on. You ought to thank God because he done saved you. I called you out of darkness, so you ought to show forth some praise. To who? Him. Who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You ought to call on the Lord. Not when you're in trouble. But when you're out of trouble, everything have breath ought to praise God. All I stopped by here to tell you today, you traveled. You didn't come here to stay. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't nobody know right now how long they're going to be here. Don't nobody in here. Somebody here may leave the next 20 minutes. God may call somebody home tomorrow. In here right now. Don't nobody in here know. So you just passing through. All I stop by to let you know, you better do for Jesus while you in this on this side. If you gonna give God some praise, you better praise him here. If you gonna work for the Lord, you better work right here. Because over yonder, he don't need no work. Everything gonna be over there. And I like the way old Paul fixed it. Paul said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, I got another building. You see what he's saying to us? Just tend here, what he's saying. Don't wear out. And y'all know it wearing out. All your women just about got a headache tablet right now. Got some tablets in your pocketbook right now. Got pills to take. Why? The tent wearing out.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing but a tent.
Yeah.
And that's what you're taking the pills for. The pills ain't going to the soul and the spirit. They go in the flesh. It's wearing out. It's letting you know you got to leave here. If the earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, I got another building. I'm got to go somewhere. And the Bible says, not made with hands. We got another place to go. Not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. In other words, God got another body for the saints. That's what will happen to a sinner. He'll miss his glorified body. See, we'll have a body like Jesus. When we get up out of the grave, we're going to have a body like Jesus. But a sinner man ain't going to have no glorified body. He's going to miss that. And when he missed that, he got to go down in hell and stay there throughout eternity. But we're going to have a glorified body. One don't ache no more. Don't cry no more. But a man go to hell, he's going to be aching and crying all throughout eternity. We gonna have a glorified body. We got another house. traveling. And my job lets you know, because some of us don't got stationary around here. We trying to pack up everything on this earth. And when you pack it up, Jimmy gonna get it. Maybe gonna get it. The other husband gonna get it. The other wife gonna wear your clothes. Huh? Hello. You better make sure you go to heaven. If maybe Wilma goes, I'm sure she can wear all she wants. I'm in heaven. If Jimmy stay in my house, that's good. I got another house, a better one. You better do what you can for Jesus now. I know I'm right. We're finna close. We travel. Let that soak in. You better let it soak in. I know you don't pay no attention to preaching, but you better let it soak in. I'm going to hear from God. You hearing from God now? Who you think you're hearing from? That's just old Rebel Walker. All right. I done told you. And look how the Holy Ghost battled with it. He left a ham bite coming right with the same trip. Talking about grace. And here I'm coming talking about we just strange and pure. That's already bad and written right there. See, somebody's trying to stationary themselves. Somebody ain't getting ready. You better get ready to meet the Lord. You got to meet God one day. You got to meet the Lord. You just traveling here. You ain't going to stay here. And that's a funny thing. I don't care how folks die. Folks don't get scared. Y'all notice that? Here a man living in sin, his buddy died right there on dope. He'll keep on dope. And that, I mean, oh, that next door to it. Well, he just gone, man. Ain't considering where that man gone. And I'm going to say this. Y'all listen at me. I know sometimes folks don't like to hear the word hell. Hell is real. Jesus tried to describe the best he could to get us to understand how hard it is. It ain't no comparison to what Jesus said, how hard hell is. We can't comprehend how hard hell is. It ain't gonna never burn up. Think about it. You're never burn up. You're never burn up, and throughout eternity, no end to it. That's why we preach so hard, trying to get folks out of hell. We don't want you to go to hell. Because if you get there, buddy, you know what you're doing. Because when that rich man died and went to hell, did you not know he knew what where he was? He was conscious, he can feel, and he was planned. And he told somebody, tell him, tell my brother. Would y'all go and tell my brother, don't come here?
All right.
It must ain't no water down there. He said, would you give me a drop of water? He was aching. And he's still aching right now. And he's going to continue to ache throughout eternity. Ain't no end to it. You traveling. Son of man, you on your way somewhere. Now, you can stop now. That's what I thought about it. To let you know that God is a merciful God. God is a Savior. He sent His only begotten Son down here to keep us from going to hell. He said, I didn't make hell for man. I made it for the devil and an angel. But if you want to go with the devil, you got to go with it. But now I didn't make hell for man. I made hell for the devil and an angel. Now you can stop right now. Well, Reverend Walker, what am I got to do? If you can believe in your heart, confess Jesus Christ with your mouth, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Then you'll know you got a better place. That's what make me dry from the depths of my heart. I don't worry about this world because I know I got a better home. I mean that, buddy. I don't worry about what's happening in the East, in the White House. I just pray. I pray for my president. I pray for my governor. I pray for my mayor. But, buddy, I don't lose no sleep at all. I know I got a place in heaven. When you know you got a place in heaven, you ain't right here worried about these folks. These folks will run you crazy worrying about these folks. This crooked system going on around here. What you can do about it? God in control. He knows what he's doing. He told us, let not our heart be troubled. And you're right here worrying about it. I'll be glad when the Republicans out. Well, Jesus will put him in there. He's going to put him out, take him out when he gets ready. So now you can be saved today. If you just believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, with your heart and confess it with your mouth, the doors of the church is open. Because you're traveling, brother. I don't care how you're trying to stationary yourself, you're leaving here. And you don't know when you're going to leave. That's the thing about it. You don't know when you're leaving here. You got to pack up. You got to pack up. And every time you have a pain that's warning you, you got to pack up. Every time a car lever hits you or have a wreck, they let you know you better get ready. It let you know. Warning. Come by us all the time. We don't pay no attention. I just was lucky. No, you wasn't. You were blessed by the mercy of God. I just escaped. No, you didn't. It was by the grace of God. And sometimes we be going through our devil, man. I was lucky. God down there. Would you go up to your senses? Would you stop running like that and just stop and recognize who I am? I don't want you to die and go to hell. That's all he be saying. Whatever you want. You're traveling. I don't told you. I don't told you. You're traveling. You know what I told the Lord once? I said, Lord, will there be another one? Let me tell you what I told the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, I know your word doesn't come back, boys. I preach. Other preachers preach. Folks look like they're just turning nose up at the gospel. I said, is your word been waste? God knows. You know what the Lord told me? He said, no, sir. He said, that same word you preaching, them that don't die, that die out of Christ, that same word, what you told them, will be waiting on them at the day of judgment. God knows, he told them. It ain't going to waste. And sometimes folks walk out on the word, turn their nose up at the word, but that same word, when they meet Jesus, that same word will be waiting on them. They condemn them. Let me see. I didn't know, Lord, Walker told you. I didn't know, Lord, Reverend Jackson told you. I didn't know, Lord, Reverend Smith told you. I don't know, Lord, Deacon Robinson told you. It's going to be right back there. Hallelujah. Abraham said, before my word fail, everything going to pass away. But everything else going to vanish and go back to the dust. Will that be enough? You're traveling. You're moving. You're traveling somewhere. Where your destination going to be? God knows you're traveling. You're moving every day. Every second. Every time. Every day. Get up quick and quick. Every day. Every day. Every day. You're getting closer to your destiny. Every day. Every day. Every time a clock ticks, you get a little closer. Wherever you're going, that's where you're going. Every day. You didn't come here to stay. Jesus is going to burn this world up. He's going to burn everything in it. He's going to sanctify it with fire. It ain't going to be water next this time. He's going to be fire this time. He's going to sterilize it. And when he sterilized it, John said, I was looking for a new heaven, a new earth. Coming from God. Will there be ashamed? That's what wrong.